Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I have to admit, I don't like the story. I don't like that Jesus told Martha to basically mind her business. I am a Martha. I like to be busy. I like to work. And I've often said that when I retire, I better have some things to do or I'll set this place on fire. So I didn't like it when Jesus sided with Mary. I haven't liked it for years. When I was a young pastor and I had to preach on this particular sermon, my younger sister, Linda, lived with me. So sometimes I'd have her help me with sermonizing, and this time I asked her if she would help by us role-playing, since we're two sisters, to role-play Mary and Martha. And of course, I was Martha. And so I go and stand over Jesus, and I speak to him. And then when he says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." And when I looked up, my sister smirked. And I said to her, "I don't care if Jesus was there. I would have picked you up by your ear and taken you into that kitchen." Obviously, I have a problem with this. Last week, and right before this particular passage, Jesus was talking about the Good Samaritan and told people to go and do likewise. And now he's saying, "Sit down and listen." And it's confusing to me because I like to go and do likewise, but he said you also have to sit down and listen. Now, we don't have the rest of the story. I doubt if Martha picked Mary up by the ear. She was probably more polite than I. But I do think I know what happened, because I would have probably, if not smacked my sister around, said, "All right then," and sat right with her. And then as supper was burning, I'm sure that they all got up and took care of business and took care of things for Martha. But I do know that Martha learned the lesson very well about listening. Because in the Gospel of John, we meet Martha again. And this time there's been a funeral. Her brother Lazarus has died. And I'm sure Martha was very busy with taking care of all the guests that had come to that funeral and all the mourners that were there. But she hears that Jesus is in town and she drops everything to come to him and to listen. And we hear words that Jesus says to Martha. We're looking over her shoulder over the millennia, and we hear those words ring out, "I am the resurrection and the life." Martha heard them first. She had learned to sit and listen. And I have a feeling there are a lot of Marthas in this building today. Most of you work very hard. I know in this area, people have 2 and 3 jobs to make ends meet. I know that there are people working in all sorts of industry. And I know that if you're on vacation, you might have a very precious week to spend before you go back to the grind. So I'm speaking to Marthas today. And we Marthas need to learn not only to get up and do, but to sit down and listen for the voice of God. It doesn't say that Martha was busy because there was so much work. It said she was distracted. She was distracted by all that she had to do. And Jesus said, "You're worried about so many things." What distracts you? There are so many things that distract me. One is a little device, and it's so engaging. It's called a smartphone, and it makes me really dumb because I look at it all the time. It's a distraction. I have a computer. I love working on a computer. It takes so much effort off of me to create Sunday worship services because I can create them on the computer, but it's also a distraction. How many of you saw that beautiful sunset last night? I did on Facebook because I was so distracted. And was it that important? No. We're so worried and distracted over so many things that we miss the voice of God. And for the Marthas in our midst, we need to sit and to listen. That's as important as getting up and doing. God has something to say to us each and every day. That's why we're here this morning, so that we can have space to sit and listen. But it's not only Sunday mornings that we need to sit and listen. It's every day. When we hit the ground running tomorrow, we need to find a time to sit and listen for the voice of God. I had a wonderful privilege yesterday. I was in Appleton celebrating with a family whose daughter had gotten married. Now, I haven't seen that daughter for 21 years. She was seven when I last saw her. Her mom was a young widow. The children were 5 and 3 years old when her husband died. They had no family in the United States. All their family was overseas. And so she was left to raise two little girls really on her own, no extended family around. And she was so frightened and so distracted, and you can imagine how frightened she was. But she told me a wonderful story. She said, "I was so scared I was going to send my children back home overseas and work here and just send money back because I didn't know how I was going to take care of these two little girls. But before he died, my husband sat me down and he said, 'I want you to keep the children here. It's important that they stay here.' And so in order to honor his memory, she did that. She also made sure she was in a good church that would take care of her and her children. Those children now are grown, they're professionals, they're away from home, and they're thriving. She also was frightened because she didn't have a good job, but it was good enough for her to get by and take care of their basic needs. But her husband had also, the spirit of her husband had spoken to her, and she said, 'You know my husband loved my girls more than anything else in this world, and that I needed to do something for those girls.' So in all that distraction and craziness, she went back to school, and she's now a guidance counselor today. She listened to the voice of God in the midst of her fear, in the midst of her anxiety, and the family is thriving. What are your distractions? Are they worth missing the voice of God among us? Yes, we'll be getting up and doing tomorrow, but I want us to remember to sit and listen for that still, small voice. Let us pray. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before you, near to the heart of God. Lord, I ask that the distractions of this world, all the activity that swirls around us, would give way to the Spirit of God in our midst, speaking as we listen. Amen.